So someone last week asked me, they wanted to follow up with what the recording last week. And they said, you know, is it really so tsanua to be having conversations about this and to be explicit, to use words like pornography and masturbation? Is it tsanua? And it's a good question. I mean, because we know that tsnius is not just about how one dresses, but it's about how one speaks, how one acts, how one carries oneself. And so it's a good question, but I believe it's very important at certain times, in appropriate times, to actually be explicit with terminology. Because when we grow up only never hearing certain terms or expressions, if someone is struggling in that area and they're looking for help, if they've never heard the terms, they literally lack the vocabulary to be able to talk about what it is that they're struggling with. And so I davka think that now is an appropriate time in this setting to use those terms, to talk about challenges with pornography, challenges with masturbation, challenges with other sexual inappropriate thoughts, because that'll hopefully give those who really are looking for help the vocabulary and language to use that they know they can use when seeking help. Last week, we saw a Gemara that demonstrated that everyone, even these great, great rabbis, struggled in areas of related to sex. And it's immeasurably helpful to know that you're not alone, to know that you're struggling with other people who are struggling. But obviously, that's not enough. Knowing that you're not the only one struggling doesn't keep you from actually having the struggle. So Rambam in Hilchot Isuri Bia, at the very end of Isuri Bia, after he spent several prakim, many halachot, talking about all the different sexual prohibitions that exist, at the very end, he lays out how one can overcome one's yetzer hara, how one can not fall victim to these sins. And he says, Gedola mikol zot, amru yafne atzmo machshavato ledivrei Torah, v'yarchiv da'ato b'chochma. He says the best thing to do, the best way, turn your attention, turn your thoughts to words of Torah and, you know, things of wisdom. So maybe Rambam literally meant specifically Torah, but I'm not sure that it has to be specific to Torah. I think that we can expand on this. I think it doesn't have to be specifically Torah. I think we can understand Rambam is saying that in order to grow in this area, to be helpful in this area, to overcome these struggles, requires turning to something more productive. Right, we have in Tehillim, the Tehillim says, Sur mira v'ase tov. Right, we have to avoid the bad and then do the good stuff. Right, we obviously want a sur mira. We obviously want to stop from the bad thing. And the reality is that for many people, stopping is not a problem. The problem is, after stopping, people start up again. The challenge is staying stopped. So how do we stay stopped? So I think what Tehillim is saying is sur mira. But it can't end with that. We have to asay tov, because if we're not doing anything positive, if we're not doing anything productive, then that ra that we're trying to avoid is just going to come rushing back. And I'm not sure, by the way, that it needs to go in this order, that it has to be first sur meira and then asay tov. I think it could also go in the other direction. If there's someone who's really struggling, if you're really struggling and you can't seem to get footing, can't seem to get any traction with the sur meira, so find something tov, find something productive, find something good. And hopefully in that way you can start with that, and from the asay tov you can start getting a little more traction in the sur meira. I have a good friend who always says, he says, that which I give my attention to grows. Right, when all we do is focus on the negative, when all we do is focus on what we don't want to do, then the only thing we're ever going to think about is what we're trying to avoid doing. But I think the goal that we're shooting for, when we turn our attention to tov, when I give my attention to positive things, to productive things, to meaningfully growthful things, so then those things grow and those things get bigger. And that asay tov that I'm doing becomes bigger and bigger. And that ra that I'm trying to avoid, it can loosen its hold and it can get smaller and smaller. And so what I want to remind you is that it's not only about sur meira. We're not only trying to avoid pornography, avoid masturbation, avoid other sexual inappropriate thoughts. what we're shooting for. It's not only the Sur Meirah, but also to find those positive things and to do Aseh Tov.